Hey Tony, this is Big Red here with our group audio recording. My name is Ashley Bennett.
Hi Tony, this is Gene Gonzaga.
Hey, this is Raymond Wu.
Hi, I'm Krista Fendrick.
Paul Bencula.
Hey, what's up Tony, it's Tyler Riccio.
We believe that physics is a fundamental science. Just thinking of the world in a physical sense gives backbone to the events of the world. From making a toy for a kid to aerospace technologies, physical properties enable the advancement of our future.
After modern thought, people were enlightened, which changed and grew ideas from religion to reason, giving more possibilities and opened our eyes to life.
And the world is still growing. Example of these new technologies using physics, we have built airplanes, golf courses, even building a small children's toy.
Another example would be riding a bike or playing a sport like baseball or football or even swimming. Physics is evident in all these things, as well as daily activities. Even walking has something to do with physics.
Even with these new technologies, there is no telling how far physics will take us. Who knows, we just may find a way to disprove what we found. Because we know that because science is always ever-changing.
Problem solving will be important in all of our professions. In my profession, as a doctor, a future pediatrician, diagnosing patients will require that I gather relevant information about them, apply known techniques and knowledge to formulate the proper diagnosis and treatment for each of my patients.
Using critical thinking and a developmental thought process is key to my success as a surgeon. My career deals with being able to have a patient's life in my hand with all decisions at my discretion. So if a problem occurred in the surgery room, I would have to use my analytical and critical problem-solving techniques within an instant to save the patient.
Going into the field of marine biology, problem-solving will allow me to be able to learn more about a certain species and the environment that animal lives in. I will use problem-solving to set up certain equipment that I need to find that fish, such an organism that lives near the bottom. With problem-solving, I'm not just going to go dive into negative degree water, which is a swimsuit and a snorkel. I need to think of what I'm going to plan out.
When I finally get to my profession of being a physical therapist, it's going to require that I'm able to think critically about financial situations because I'm probably going to own my own business. I'll also have to decide the best way possible to help patients get back to 100%, and I'll have to do that in the fastest way possible as well. To do this, I'll have to weigh the pros and cons of each rehab program that is introduced for the patients. Problem solving will not be anything new to me because it's used every day in all of our life situations. So because of this, I should be able to adapt to my future profession well.
With aspirations to become a pediatric doctor, problem solving and reasoning will be very essential. Being able to pinpoint a problem and find liable solutions is one of the main goals doctors try and achieve to better people and our environment. Since nothing is planned and treatment is on the spot, a strong foundation of problem solving is always needed.
As a physical therapist, solving problems will be a part of my daily life, where I have to create exercise to help my patients perform daily activities once again. To create exercise, I must use my knowledge of solving problems just like in physics, where I must draw diagrams of the body and injured parts to see what exercises I must have my patient perform to cure my patient's injury as fast as possible. Also, I will be using the diagrams to find out what exercise will hurt my patient. This process is a step-by-step process with reasoning like physics.
Go Oscars!
Postmodernists see things differently and find alternative conceptions, like with quantum mechanics and the chaos theory.
And to understand how the Big Bang Theory relates to postmodernist thought, you have to know that the Big Bang Theory is just a theory, first of all, and it's that the universe was created about 10 to 20 billion years ago from a cosmic explosion that hurled matter in all directions, and the universe is still expanding every which way. It was founded by some Belgian priests, and Edwin Hubble found evidence to support it.
Like Paul said, the Big Bang is still just a theory. It can be proven or disproven, and postmodern thought has its roots in philosophers like Nietzsche and Kierkegaard, and these gentlemen questioned the feasibility of such scientific thoughts and other ideas relating back to the Enlightenment period. Most of the religious faithful today bluntly disbelieve the Big Bang Theory, while some modern scientists still have troubles with confirming this theory as well.
The elements of critical thinking are an outline or building blocks how to create a normal thing such as a science project or an essay, or how you judge what the best college football team was, for instance, like the 95 Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
Even going back to our fifth grade experiment, we started off with observations to develop an opinion and an idea for our experiment. Then we used facts to give us credibility and to do research and explain them.
Next, we infer reasoning to our model and use assumption to develop a hypothesis for our experiment using opinion. And we conclude arguments of our experiments and critically analyze the results of our experiment, thus critically thinking of our science project and winning first place.
Three types of or ways of learning are cognitive, affective, and psychomotive, which promote education on a higher level, which not just memorizing information, but understanding the real concepts.
The first aspect being cognitive, which is knowledge, comprehension, and thinking through a particular topic.
And the second one is affective domain, which describes the way people react emotionally and their ability to feel another living things, such as pain or joy.
And thirdly is psychomotor, and it deals with the physical movement and coordination of your muscles. To develop these skills takes practice. Such examples are with playing the piano, dribbling a basketball effectively. All it deals with the muscle memory.
Hey Tony, thank you for listening to our thoughts. On behalf of my group members, Tyler, Jean, Krista, Ashley, and Paul, this is Raymond Wu signing off. Goodbye.